The governor has always used the example of sports and bodybuilding, and he realizes that just like in sports, in cable TV or any other business, without competition, people don't get better and people don't work to become the best.
California just gave telephone companies what they wanted, a big piece of the video franchise pie. An assembly bill Governor Schwarzenegger signed into law September 29th makes a fundamental change in the way video services can be offered to consumers. Assembly Bill 2987 creates statewide, rather than local, video franchises. This change allows phone companies to compete with cable operators in the race to roll out next-generation video services to consumers. Cities and consumer advocates are crying foul at this shakeup of the status quo. But the governor, the legislators who pushed for the bill, and the phone companies who lobbied for it say it's a win-win for business and consumers. Cable companies aren't so sure. What's at stake here? And who stands to win and lose with the passage of Assembly Bill 2987? This is PodTech News. I'm Catherine Girardeau.
Historically, 30,000 different jurisdictions throughout the country had their own city or county cable franchises.
Greg Rosten is deputy director of Stanford University's Institute for Economic Policy Research.
And the telephone companies have been very interested in getting into the video business. And they've been pushing states to adopt statewide franchises.
AT&T spokesman Gordon Diamond.
The legislation that was just signed by the governor really is absolutely critical for AT&T. The cable industry is aggressively going after and providing phone service right now, so they're taking customers away from us, and it was absolutely critical for us to add the video component to our bundle.
Mindy Spatt of San Francisco-based Turn, the Utility Reform Network.
So I don't think consumers should be fooled by any of these comments that are being made about this being about competition. It's not about competition in the least. If you look at AT&T and what they normally do in a given market, because they are so huge, they can come in and talk about competition, but in fact they usually wipe the competition out and then they're free to raise rates at will.
Cable companies are concerned about something slightly different. Mark Bergott, Director of Governmental Affairs for the California Cable and Telecommunications Association.
Our concern would be is that at some point these new entrants would be able to somehow utilize this new bill to avoid some of the regulatory requirements that we have as an industry, you know, and thus ultimately hurting the consumer.
Clearly, the stakes are very high for the winners and those who think they'll be losing more than gaining with this bill. Gordon Diamond of AT&T said his company has already invested over $20 billion in California on the broadband network and will invest another billion in the next 2 years to bring fiber optic and IPTV services to consumers' homes. And cities say that under the new statewide franchise system, they stand to lose leverage over the cable guy and services they previously enjoyed. Greg Rosten.
Cities were pretty tough negotiators in terms of getting benefits for the city. And it may not be for the citizens of the city, but for the city government and for the city schools and for the libraries, connecting all those things up were often parts of the benefits that had to be given to the city in order to get a city franchise. Also, they're what are called PEG channels, the educational and public service, and keep carrying the city council on the cable franchise. Those meetings were all part of the deal. The other thing that cities did often was said, you have to cover our whole city.
Brian Mora is assistant city manager in the city of San Carlos and chairman of the San Mateo County Telecommunications Authority.
First of all, we're concerned about customer protection and consumer service because under the current rules, the cities can enforce penalties against the video operator if they're not living up to the agreement. In the new agreement, we have a lot less leverage to ensure good customer service.
Will video services be available to anyone who wants to subscribe? Tom Mannheim, public outreach manager for the city of San Jose.
San Jose is the 10th largest city in the country. We have just under 1 million people who live here. And you know, it's a very diverse population, both ethnically, culturally, and financially. And the question in our mind is, will new providers coming in under a state franchise serve all of our residents equally? That's the bedrock of the local franchising process. When you look at the state legislation, it sets a requirement that 25% of the customers served by the system be low-income customers. I think that's 3 years into it. There's no definition of what the service area is. So, for instance, a statewide telephone company like AT&T could theoretically meet their low-income service requirement threshold by serving a single part of Los Angeles, for instance, and then they could come into a place like San Jose, and they could just serve the more affluent areas where they are more confident that they'll make more money.
Stanford economist Greg Rosten has a different take on the access issue.
If poor areas of cities didn't subscribe at very high rates and didn't pay their bills and other things like that, then the companies may not serve those areas. But if you look at the telephone companies, they already have wires going to these areas. So upgrading it is not as big a deal as if they had to go and dig up the streets again and put in new wires to these homes. Lower income areas tend to be more densely populated, more apartment buildings that are cheaper to serve.
Perhaps the biggest question for consumers is whether this bill and the competition it promotes is going to spell lower rates.
Generally, the experience with additional competition has been really good for consumers.
That's Stanford economist Greg Rosten.
With the additional competition, for example, going from two cellular carriers in 1994 to five or six, since then, prices have dropped dramatically. And part of that's due to technology, but part of that was just due to the additional competition that came in and dropped prices by 25% almost right away.
Ultimately, the video franchising question is not just one of local versus state control. Greg Rosten.
Actually, it's sort of an interesting political question because there's a federal bill that is tied up with a whole lot of other issues. And the only reason that the telephone companies are supporting that bill is because they think they can get a national franchise. They got California. If they got Texas and Pennsylvania and New York and Florida and Ohio, they wouldn't need the national franchise. So once they get enough population, they'll stop supporting this new Telecom Act of 2006. And to the extent that happens, I don't think you're actually going to get a federal franchise because they won't care as much and they won't be willing to trade off other things that are harmful to them, such as a bigger universal service fund or network neutrality restrictions. So the more there are state franchise bills, the less likely there will be a federal one.
For PodTech News, I'm Catherine Girardeau in San Francisco.